You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government will issue its apology to survivors of abuse in state care and faith-based institutions tomorrow. The apology has been a long time coming and is set to be a monumental day for survivors. It's taking place in Parliament, and with spaces being limited, a huge amount of survivors won't be able to watch in person, instead entering a lottery to gain a space. The remaining survivors will be watching via live stream in multiple locations. Beyond the apology, the government is also yet to lay out what its redress and compensation plans will include, despite recommendations being made in the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in State Care report. I spoke to the University of Auckland's Stephen Winter about the apology and what to expect from the government next. The government will issue its apology to survivors of abuse in state care and faith-based institutions tomorrow. Although it will apologise, which has been a long time coming, it's yet to lay out any specific plan for redress or compensation. Do you think this is going to have an impact on how the apology is received by survivors?
In the first instance, I think it's really important to note that there are a lot of different survivors out there who are going to have a lot of different perspectives on what's happening. And for many survivors, it's been a long road to get this far, and they'll be focusing on tomorrow as a day of recognition and acknowledgement of their abuse and suffering. And so they'll see the apology itself as a significant accomplishment and a significant marker of recognition. And it's really important to note that while there will be, you know, a lot of criticism of the government's foot dragging on redress, it's also just as important to focus on the day itself and what that's, you know, that experience is going to mean for survivors, at least some survivors.
Moving onwards from this apology, if we look at the idea of redress, how do you think the government is going to go about deciding on that? And what sort of things can we expect to see potentially?
Yeah, that's a really good question. My sense is that the Royal Commission provided a roadmap for developing a redress program. And I think it's pretty clear now that the government has some reservations about that roadmap. So then the question is, well, what kinds of, you know, procedures are we going to see being used in order to develop any further redress program? And I have to say, I don't know what the government's thinking about in those respects. What we are hearing from people like the responsible minister, Eric Stanford, is that, you know, this is a complex policy area, and there is, well, you know, she'll say there's a lot of goodwill around the cabinet table. There is not yet agreement about what should be done. And so there's some sense there that there's, yeah, perhaps different agendas around the cabinet table about this space.
The government is reimbursing survivors of abuse at Lake Alice. That is because of a settlement quite a while ago, and they're reimbursing survivors there. There's been a lot of talk about Lake Alice throughout this whole process. What about survivors from other institutions and care centres? What are things looking like for them, and do you think they've been acknowledged enough?
Well, no, of course I don't. And, you know, the apology is tomorrow, and there will be more than one apology. The Prime Minister will be speaking, and that'll be one of the more important apologies, but also there'll be apologies from other ministries that have been called out as offenders by the Royal Commission, such as, you know, for example, Crown Law. So there have been multiple, let's say, programs of redress for survivors beyond Lake Alice, and so there's been a historic claims process for seeking monetary redress from Ministry of Justice and Ministry of Social Development in Rangitau Tamariki. That's gone on since probably almost 20 years now, 15, 16 years. At the same time, there's also been analogous programs in places like the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Education. And, of course, there are redress provisions by non-state agencies, such as the churches, many of them sort of a very local sort of diocese-based approaches in places like the Anglican Church or the Catholic Church. And then finally, there's a redress program for survivors of Dilworth School, which was set up last year. And so there's a sort of a kaleidoscope of redress procedures, programs out there right now. And indeed, one of the things the Royal Commission was very keen on was getting some consistency across the space by having a single independent system that consolidated or displaced the sort of varying different approaches that currently mean that survivors have got to go to lots and lots of different institutions to get compensation, to get their records, to get an acknowledgement.
The apology is going to be held in Parliament, and there's been some backlash around this, that Parliament doesn't have the capacity to hold all of those that want to attend. So survivors had to go into a lottery to secure a spot in person, and now many are tuning in via live streams in different locations. Yep. What sort of message does this send to survivors?
Yeah, I think this has been it's been unfortunately managed. So the reason why Prime Minister's apology will occur in Parliament is so that it can become part of the political record of the nation. It will be part of Hansard. Hansard is the official the record of Parliament, right? So it's where we write down the laws. And the vision of getting it in Hansard was so that survivors received the sort of highest possible level of recognition in Parliament. And that, unfortunately, that just hasn't been said by the government. And instead, there's been a sort of focus on the limits to the numbers of people who will be able to attend. And so that's a really unfortunate, situation that's just, I think, it could have been much better handled. That said, it's absolutely the case that there's way more survivors than there are spots in the gallery. And however, many survivors will be able to go to, Parliament and participate at Parliament in sessions that will be held in the banquet hall. It should be a little bit larger. But nevertheless, it's entirely possible that it would have been better to talk, to have a larger capacity space outside of Parliament. That would mean, though, however, we wouldn't have that sort of level of recognition of having it occur in, Hansard.
Also in the news this week, investigative journalist Aaron Small will be banned from attending the apology despite reporting on abuse in state care for the past 8 years. First of all, what's driven this decision? And second of all, what message is this sending?
Yeah, I was shocked to find out about this morning. Aaron's been one of the most capable, persistent advocates for survivors in New Zealand. He really has been important to the investigation places like Lake Alice. He's had that really well-known podcast that he's done. He's consistently produced first-class journalism around this space. So it's shocking. And moreover, as far, he's just a all-around pretty good guy too. And so it appears to be the case from the article that was in Newsroom today that members of the staffers of the Beehive have been asking sort of concerned questions about Aaron's participation, as an accredited journalist in being a Parliament today. And then you had this issue, this sort of diktat from the Speaker saying that he wouldn't be accredited. And I have to say, I'm frankly shocked. I don't understand why the explanation appears to be the case that Aaron's asked some tough questions in the past, which that's his job. And so I have to say, I'm absolutely shocked. It's crazy, the idea that, the government be attempting to control how the apology is being reported on by deciding who and who isn't an accredited journalist. Crazy. I think it's really important, we talk about the government as the apologizer here, but it's really important to note that survivors will be participating in the event itself. And so we'll have apologies from the heads of various ministries, right? And then we're going to have five survivors speak in advance of the Prime Minister. And I expect that most of those survivors who will be speaking, one of them will be done by videotape. Sir Robert Martin, who passed away earlier this year. He'll be participating via videotape. That'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But the other survivors will be there in person, and I expect them to really lay down a challenge to the government. And their physical presence at Parliament, their voices in Parliament, that's going to make this much more into a dialogue, a korero, that's going to be effective in recognizing survivor agency. And so I think that's really important to recognize that this isn't just about the government apologizing to survivors. The event tomorrow at Parliament is going to be about survivors having voice and agency there on the ground in Wellington.
That was the University of Auckland, Stephen Winter, on the government apology to abuse in state care survivors.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.